Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Today, we're going to be talking about the county's farm-to-school produce program and its successes in getting kids to eat healthy fruits and vegetables in our public schools. My first guest today is Juliana Arnett, and she is the Community Health Improvement Partners Director of Operations and Food Systems. She's been working with the county to implement this new system, and she's going to tell us about a brand new study that they've just finished. Juliana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. We're really excited to be here.
We'll also be speaking with Eric Larson, who is the Executive Director of the San Diego County Farm Bureau. Eric, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
We also have Jonna Jenkins, who is the Valley Center Pama Unified School District Director of Child Nutrition.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Jill Wittenberg from the La Mesa Spring Valley School District, who is the Director of Child Nutrition there.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Juliana, let's start with you. Tell me how the entire farm-to-school program got started, why the county was interested in this.
Sure. So I work with an organization called Community Health Improvement Partners, and the work that we really focus on is trying to assess and address our priority health needs here in San Diego County. For quite a few years, obesity has been a major concern both of our organization and many partners across San Diego County, including the county. And as such, we help facilitate the San Diego County Childhood Obesity Initiative. And really, our job is to engage as many sectors, as many partners as possible in really creating a healthier environment that makes the healthy choice the easy choice. And we see farm to school as a very strategic component of reducing childhood obesity here in San Diego County.
Very good. Now, you just recently released the 2014 State of Farm to School Program report in San Diego County, which found that all 42 school districts in San Diego County participated in the survey this year. Now, of those 42 school districts, how many are actually participating in bringing farm-to-table fresh foods to our kids in the public schools?
We're really excited to see that more than half of San Diego County school districts are engaged in some type of farm-to-school activity. We judge farm-to-school based on 18 indicators that are in the report. So everything from promoting local foods within their cafeterias to sourcing product directly from a local grower or doing taste tests with local products. And 31 of the school districts were engaged in at least one activity. We have 7 school districts, including some of the names that you might expect, like San Diego Unified School District. They're doing 10 or more farm-to-school activities on a daily basis within their district.
Well, that's very exciting. Eric, tell me what kind of a difference this can make for local farmers. Certainly, the local agricultural industry has struggled a bit with urbanization. How much difference can this make for the growers here?
Yeah, this is an exciting program for the farmers, and it's funny. We come at it from a little bit different angles. So the agencies and the nonprofits working on the Farm to School Task Force, they're concerned about health and they're worried about childhood obesity.
Sure.
We're looking at it. We want to do anything we can to keep farmers in San Diego County and create opportunities for farmers. So that's where the common ground comes in.
Right. And that certainly means jobs. Every farmer out there is hiring pickers and, so forth.
It does mean jobs. It means a lot to the local economy. A lot of people don't understand how big agriculture is in San Diego County. We're the 16th largest farm economy amongst all counties in the United States. We have more small farmers and we have more organic farmers than any county in the United States.
Those are impressive numbers.
Traditionally, those farmers have been selling into the bulk wholesale market. And with the high price of water, the high price of land, and the high price of labor, it's getting very difficult to compete against especially foreign producers when you're just trying to sell by the ton.
Yeah.
But if you can find a local customer, cut down on the transportation costs, and perhaps get a little bit more money for your product because you are selling out local, mm-hmm. we think that's a real sweet spot. And
yeah.
So that's why we like to work with groups like the Farm to School Task Force to find good crops that these farmers can grow and learn what the school districts need, convey that information to the farmers, and so that they'll be willing and brave enough to try a new crop that they can then sell into the school district.
Wonderful.
Jill, I'd like to hear what the La Mesa Spring Valley District is doing to bring locally grown, fresh farm foods to kids here in La Mesa Spring Valley School District.
Well, we started this in August, bringing in the Farm to School Task Force ideas and the farmers, fresh produce. We started with midnight plums, grapes. In October, we started with spaghetti squash, which was shredded, which was really fun to put on the salad bar and watch. November was persimmons, and most of my staff and a lot of the principals had never had a persimmon before. So not only are the children learning it, but a lot of the adults are too.
And what are the reactions you're getting from the kids? I know as a parent, it isn't always easy to get kids to eat vegetables. What do the kids think of this?
The children are really up for trying anything new. They are being told in class. The teachers are given information on each harvest of the month, is what it's called, fresh item that comes from a farmer every month. So they're given where it's grown, the vitamins and minerals, how long it takes to grow, the different stages of growth, and the teachers are sharing with the kids. And then when the teachers bring the children to the cafeteria to eat, they point it out on the salad bar and help the children try something new on a Wednesday. Starting in January, we are starting a farm to school assembly, and it's a local farmer who will bring in all his produce. He sets it up outside in cases, and he gives the children farmer bucks. It looks like Monopoly money, and he puts prices on each case of the vegetables and fruit are sitting in the real cases. And the children go down the assembly line, and they get to purchase with these farmer bucks the produce that they want to take home and have their parents cook off. So it brings in the math curriculum, but it also allows the children to go shopping amongst all this fresh fruit just pulled from the farm. To watch their faces, it's really incredible, and it's really fun. And it's a great way, again, to introduce teachers, principals, PTA to this new movement.
Jonna, what's happening up in the Valley Center Palma Unified School District?
Well, I'm part of Harvest of the Month at most of my sites out in Valley Center. And we also have a ranch area that's about 5 acres that is part of a classroom learning environment. Mm-hmm. That there's classes that go from two of the local elementary schools that plant and harvest. Well, not so much harvest, but they plant and maintain what they plant.
So the kids are growing their own food.
Right. Usually what happens is they plant around spring, and most of their harvests come up in the summer. So I hold their harvest till they come back to school in August so that they can see what they planted. So it's kind of fun. The first year was really exciting to see them see the fruits of their labor, so to speak. So that kind of got us started in the direction of being more serious about farm to school, garden to plate situations. Mm-hmm. And being a part of the task force, mm-hmm, gave me better resources to get more farm to school activities involved in Valley Center.
And you might even be training some future farmers there.
Or they may be training me.
There you go.
Now, I understand that your district is carrying this even further, and you're looking at leasing some land for farming.
Right. I met 6 growers at the local produce show, and one did express interest in trying to lease some property with our district. So all I can do is connect it to, and hopefully it'll work out.
Juliana, what can you tell us about some of the other large school districts in East County? For example, I understand the Grossmont Union High School District was one of the early pioneers in this. What's going on over there?
There's a lot of good activity happening in East County and everywhere else in San Diego County. One of the things that we're seeing is we work really on the systematic level. So we're trying to build a very strong foundation so that once districts are ready, all the resources are available to them to really bring in the local produce and work with growers.
And you've made an update to the report on the Grossmont District. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, exactly. So Grossmont, we added them as a member. One of the things that we're working with districts across the county to do is to develop a local produce definition. And the reason for that is really so that when they're talking about they want local produce, they have something very specific that they're saying to their produce vendors and to growers so that they know this is really of importance to the school district and they know whether they're falling into that criteria or not. And so Grossmont Union is not only, they did adopt our old definition, but we revised it to make it stronger to support our San Diego economy and our San Diego growers. They've revised it recently. They'll be putting their procurement bid out to bid early 2015. So I was actually just writing them language yesterday that they could potentially put in there so that when they're working with their produce distributor, they know that they're getting San Diego County product and they know that their distributor and or produce growers are helping them meet their goals.
Very good. If there are parents out there and they want to look up whether their child's school district is providing healthy, locally grown foods, where can they get that information?
Well, if you turn to the front page of the report, you'll see a list of our Farm to School Task Force members.
That is the 2014 State of Farm to School in San Diego County report.
That is available on www.ourcommunityourkids.org.
Okay, and Eric, if a farmer or would-be farmer out there is listening, where can they go to get more information about how to sell produce into the local school districts?
Well, they can certainly call the Farm Bureau, and we'll connect them wherever it is, and we'll do a lot more than that. We're always trying to find plots of land for farmers and trying to make those connections where if a new farmer wants to get into the business, we'll help them learn the skills and the things that they need to get into the business and maybe even try to solicit and find spots and opportunities for them. And I was listening very intently here about the Valley Center School District has some land. So we're training farmers here in San Diego County, and sometimes our problem is actually getting them onto a plot of land because land is very, very expensive. But through the Farm Bureau, we're in the phone book, we're online. If they just Google San Diego County Farm Bureau, they'll get us. In San Diego County, with the kind of things that we grow, if you get 2, 3, 4 acres, there's probably a crop that you can grow that will meet those standards. You may only grow one item, but let's say you decide you want an acre of zucchini squash is a lot of squash. And so it grows fast. So if someone wants to do that kind of production, I think there's opportunities.
I do want to reiterate what Eric was saying, that there is a school district in San Diego County that can meet most of our growers' needs as far as markets go. We have 42 school districts. They range from large urban to rural, very small. We have a school district that has 32 students in it, or you have San Diego Unified that has 150,000. So these are very different scales that we're talking about. Eric is very right, too. School districts are really looking for things that, you know, meet their standards. They can come in at their size. It's products that are easy to serve on their bars.
Yeah, for a well-stocked salad bar. So is there demand for anything other than produce right now, maybe eggs or honey or some other types of products?
We're starting to explore that. You know, one of the things I heard at the Let's Go Local Produce Showcase from directors like Jana was, well, maybe we can't get it behind the cafeteria at the moment, but I bet we could use it as a PTA fundraiser. And so that opens a lot of opportunity for San Diego growers. But at the same time, we also have schools that are beginning to procure meat that's raised in California, that's raised without antibiotics, a very high-end, high-quality product. And we're seeing it on the plates in districts like Oceanside, Sweetwater, and San Diego Unified.
Wonderful. And as a former nutrition editor myself, I certainly understand the importance of good nutrition for our children. It's interesting, you know, a generation ago, almost everyone grew up on a farm where their parents did, and today we have this entire generation of urban kids who some of them don't know that a carrot comes out of the ground.
Yeah, it's really fun to see, and a lot more of the schools are having their own gardens, their own small patches of carrots and apple trees and peach trees and having actually assemblies right there in their garden to show the kids. This is what a carrot looks like. This is how an apple is grown. And it's really bringing the movement to the front page.
So, Juliana, back to you. What are some of the other East County school districts that are doing a lot with the Farm to School program?
There's a lot of great things happening, like you've heard, leaders like La Mesa Spring Valley, but we also have school districts like Cajon Valley School District. Their food service director there is a chef by training and is very dedicated to bringing in local product. He's in regular conversations with his produce distributor, encouraging him to bring in local product, calling it by name, who those farms are that he's looking for. He's also looking at getting kids more involved in the educational process of growing food because he knows that when they're involved, that changes what they demand in the cafeteria. Lemon Grove School District. They've also done produce stands for parents after school hours. They're really engaged in school gardening at the moment, and they're really seeing a growth of interest in that area. They've also adopted the Harvest of the Month calendar like some of the other school districts, mm-hmm. and are really dedicated to bringing more local product in. And then I just got to go out to Lakeside a couple months back, and I'm really impressed. They just hired a chef. They're really working on going much more scratch. They're even looking at making their own bread products in 2015, and they have a Harvest of the Month calendar and are sitting down and having conversations with growers and trying to see, you know, where there's a match between their school district and local growers.
Well, that sounds delicious, and I'm getting hungry just listening to all of this. One more question, Juliana. I understand that the county's farm-to-table program isn't just limited to schools. What other kinds of institutions are you looking to bring farm-fresh produce out to?
Well, in addition to the San Diego County Farm to School Task Force, we also facilitate the Nutrition and Healthcare Leadership Team. And this is a collaboration of 19 different hospitals mm-hmm. from across San Diego County that are looking to procure local and sustainable healthful products. And so we have hospitals all around San Diego mm-hmm. County that are working on not only bringing more local product in from our local produce growers, but they're also looking at sustainable meats and other health initiatives like reducing sugar-sweetened beverages in there. Hospital facilities and cafeterias. Cool.
That sounds great.
I'm sure patients will appreciate the idea of good-tasting, healthy hospital food. Well, I really appreciate you coming in today, and I want to thank all of you for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.